Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here's a headline that's been popping up in the news for nearly 100 years. Cursive writing is dying. The Common Core standards don't specify instruction in cursive, although some states, including Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, and California, have mandated cursive instruction in public schools. But with typing replacing writing more and more in everyday life, will cursive fade away? And if it does that matter? Joining us now is Steve Graham, professor at Arizona State University's Teachers College. Steve, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Now, I did see going back to 1935 that Time magazine reported back then that cursive was going away, and it's still here. Do you think that there's a chance that all these concerns are overblown?
I've been asked about the death of either handwriting or cursive handwriting for almost 20 years now. And one of my responses is, can you show me where it's buried? I didn't read the obituary. So I don't think either of these kinds of handwriting are going to go away right away. You know, honestly, handwritings and paper and pencil, you can carry with you anywhere. But let's be frank. You know, when we take a look at the writing that people do, both in school, outside of school, at work, and for play, much of it today is digitally. So you need to be able to type fluently as well.
And is cursive going away?
It is going away. It's used less and less today, just as handwriting in general is used less and less. The place where it's most likely to occur now is in schools, because we're using 19th century tools for writing instead of 21st century tools.
You sound like you're opposed to anybody teaching cursive at all then.
No, I'm not opposed to teaching cursive. I think we need to teach one style of handwriting really well so that it's legible and it can be produced fluently. That could be cursive, but it could also be manuscript or italics. Doesn't make a lot of sense, in my opinion, to teach two different forms of handwriting that basically serve the same goal.
And that goal is what?
Well, that goal is to be able to produce text that can be read easily by your audience, and it's also to be able to produce text that can be, or handwriting that can be done quickly and automatically so it doesn't interfere with other writing processes.
Are there clear benefits to learning cursive, to these states, for example, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, California, that still want to teach cursive handwriting?
There's no clear advantage to teaching cursive over teaching, say, manuscript or italics. In all of those cases, they can be produced about equally well legibly and at the same speed.
Does the way we write, whether it's cursive or typing on a keyboard, influence how well we write?
It doesn't influence how well we write. And in fact, when you're working on a keyboard, there are a number of advantages, and one of those is that if you're using word processing, you can move text around very easily. Often you have other programs like spell checker or grammar checker that are built in there that provide you with some help as a writer. And there's actually considerable evidence to show that if we have kids write by hand or write on word processing, over about a six-month period, kids get better as writers when they're working with word processing.
Why did we start writing cursive in the first place and not just stick with manuscript?
Well, so there's always been this kind of formal and informal style of writing that has existed. And when I say always, obviously, I'm talking about the last couple of hundred of years. And so we thought it was important to teach both, one that you use in your everyday writing and one that we use for more important documents, more formal documents. And cursive has taken on that role.
Which do you use?
I use a combination of both, but if you said, how do I write most often, it's digitally.
Actually, when you say you use a combination of both, do you mean that the way that you write when you write by hand is a mix of the two, or you use it one sometimes and one the other time?
It's a mix of manuscript and cursive, and probably about 70% of kids who learn to use both actually mix them together as well.
When you write using cursive, or manuscript for that matter, do you remember what you're writing better than when you type it?
There's no real evidence that you remember information better whether you type it or whether you write in cursive or manuscript. However, there is some evidence that when you write out notes from a lecture, that there may be some advantages to doing it by hand. versus doing it on a word processor, simply because when you're doing it by hand, it's easier to show the connections between ideas. And so that's an advantage at this point for handwriting.
Now, when you talk about typing, I wonder whether that's kind of out of date at this point because more people are using their mobile phones and writing on those, which is, you know, often the keyboard is the same as it would be on a computer, but sometimes it's not.
No, and in fact, we're seeing a shifting landscape in terms of how one can compose. And I think smartphones are a good example of this. If you look around, you see a lot of people talking to their smartphones. So we're going directly from speech to text, which bypasses both typing or using your thumbs or using your hands to produce text messages. And so we're going to see more and more of that.
Is that a concern for you?
It's not a concern for me, but it is important to realize that each one of these tools has its strengths and limitations. And so something like speech-to-text means you're more likely to speak extemporaneously or off the top of your head and forego planning. And, you know, speech isn't exactly the same as writing something down and being more planful and thoughtful in it. So it may mean that we need to plan more often when we use speech-to-text.
I will say that the one thing I will not miss about cursive is the Z. I could never do that cursive Z, the lowercase Z.
Well, and it's not just that letter. Some people have a lot of difficulty with the uppercase Q, and it's shown in different ways. And so, you know, we're going to see less and less of handwriting as time goes on, but I don't think its epitaph is written yet. I think it'll still be around for a good while.
That's Steve Graham, who's a professor at Arizona State University's Teachers College, talking with us about the potential death of cursive. Steve, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And if you want to share your thoughts, write it in cursive, take a picture, and post it at our website, hereandnow.org.